There is a story out of Boston and Dublin today that will surely set sports fans to talking. The Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association will change the way the team's name is pronounced. The Boston Celtics are about to become the Boston Celtics. The change has already had a tryout at Boston's Fleet Center. It was met with an enthusiastic response. The idea that Boston's team would be called the Celtics, this has been just a rumor swirling in the fog off Boston Harbor and Dublin's River Liffey until this afternoon. In the gymnasium of Trinity College in Dublin, Seamus O'Quaylon stepped before the microphones and cameras to read a prepared statement. Seamus O'Quaylon is 20 years old, 7'2" tall, the best player ever at Trinity College. He announced he'd signed a deal with the Boston Celtics.
Erin Kate Law Banaha Shot of Auron, Tom Thresh Glockala Kunra La Agri of Kishfeld Boston. Togo Gallon's Dom Erin Kate Dulcius.
Seamus O'Quaylon spoke in Irish. It is the only language he cared to learn growing up in a small village in the West. Kevin Cullen is the Dublin Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. We called him to find out what O'Quaylon said.
My Irish is rudimentary, but I wrote it down. He said, quote, I have on this first day of April agreed to a contract with the Boston Basketball Organization. I have the assurance that, number one, the name of the team will be pronounced Celtics in accordance with Irish tradition. Number two, I can cross myself before taking free throws. And number three, the national anthem will be sung in Irish.
What was the response there at the news conference to that?
Well, we had heard all these different demands that O'Quaylon had been throwing around, and we knew that the Celtic name was one of them. But the real surprise here is the national anthem one, because that could be a real problem for the Celtics, to be honest, because, for example, the Irish phrase for "O say can you see" ends with a word in Irish that sounds very much like an obscenity in English.
Uh-oh.
So the signing of O'Quaylon guarantees that a good chunk of every crowd at a Celtics game will be offended even before the first jump ball.
Kevin Cullen, Dublin Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. We immediately phoned Mr. Cullen's colleague, Bob Ryan, a sports columnist for the Globe. He had heard the rumors, but was still a bit shocked by the news.
When I first got wind of this, I just dismissed it because I said it could not possibly be of any consequence, Ireland being such a backwater, but as time went on, I kept hearing these reports that there really was a legitimate prospect. And faith in Bigotta, he's a center, which is, of course, what the Celtics need most drastically.
It sounds as if that the Celtics believe he could be a franchise player.
Well, in time. You know, the operative word in sports basketball is a project. But I'm told that he is inherently athletic and a little toughness, too. I'm told that in the family tree, there are some hurlers. Now, I don't know if you know anything about hurling, Noah, but that is one of the most vicious, aggressive, dangerous sports in the world. And if he's got some hurler in him, he'll have a little streak of meanness that'll be necessary to survive in that NBA jungle.
Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe. The Celtics are trying to forget last year, the worst in the history of the franchise. They've hired Rick Pitino. He's brought in new players and a lot of spirit. And a great young seven-footer could put them back into contention again with dreams of dynasty. But still, in the sports bars of South Boston, you can hear some second thoughts about the name change.
Give me a break.
Tell him to get a life.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If we go over there, we're going to pronounce things the way we pronounce it, and he can pronounce it the way he wants it.
As far as I'm concerned, it's the Celtics, and that's the way it should be.
They don't need him if he wants to change the name. It's been the name forever.
It's the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics would be a step-dancing crowd from South Boston.
You know, like the Lord of the Dance.
Boston sports fans on the Celtics change to Celtics. Cullen Murphy is the editor of the Atlantic Monthly. Mr. Murphy says the Celtic pronunciation dates to the team's beginning in 1946, was wrong to begin with, and most of Boston knew it.
A number of people at Harvard, the great linguist Smythe, Dalrymple, a few others, when they heard that a basketball team was going to be making its appearance in Boston and heard that it was going to be called the Celtics, they got into a state of high dudgeon and started lobbying, buttonholing people, and trying to make the case for Celtic. And if you've spent any time around Boston, you know that when Harvard rears itself up in majesty and deigns to tender advice to the people of Boston, the people of Boston tend to go ahead and pronounce Celtics the way they please.
Talking with us from WBUR, Cullen Murphy of The Atlantic. We wondered also about the tradition of this sport in Ireland and learned that Fina Nikoneta, a visiting anthropologist, has been giving talks in American schools titled How the Irish Invented Basketball. Nikoneta has examined the pre-Christian literature and the megalithic tombs, and she maintains that centuries ago, young men would throw rocks through knot holes in the oak trees. This shape, the tree, with the hole, then became the Celtic cross.
You could even go even further. They have found scraps of cotton in some of these tombs and see in the net that hangs on the hoop a quite beautiful, if simple, first appearance of Irish lace.
And the rock is the ball, but what happened to that? Did it all get sort of lost in the mists of Celtic time?
Well, not really. I mean, language is a science, and there is the word ball right there in the Irish vocabulary. In fact, there is an Irish Gaelic song that every school child knows, and the word ball is right there. Would you like to hear a few lines of it, Noah?
Tiny verse, yes.
It's called the Queen Mura, it's the Queen of Mary, and she's standing by the road, and she says to Peter the Apostle, "Who is that young man coming down the road dragging the cross?" And he says, "How can you not know your own son?" And she says, "Ah, so that's the wee babe that was born in a stable? That's the wee child I watched playing ball." Let me give you a few lines. A fadira spill a walk a tomb a grogil honic mayor bole ilara noved monis mochno. So there it is.
Absolute proof.
Absolutely.
Fina Nikoneta talking with us about today's news that the Boston Celtics basketball team is changing the pronunciation to Celtics.